Welcome back. Podcast 7, the PKL 7, is rattling on in India. Sahel, it's been a bit of a change at the top this week.
It has, and it's been a good change. Welcome back, everybody, because it's been Dabang Delhi's time of year, and what a time it's been. I mean, it's the one team that seems to have not crumbled under the home pressure. They seem to be relentless with the home support, and that's just been a sight for sore eyes because they're led by a young man, 19-year-old Naveen Kumar, and it's been superb to watch because Dabang Delhi, who remember were pretty ordinary for the first few seasons, suddenly qualified for the first time into the playoffs last season and now are top of the points table.
2 points top and two games in hand as well. The win against the reigning champions Bengaluru Bulls, 33-31, which sounds incredibly close, but really, Bengaluru threw it away.
They did. It was a really close match, as you said. But yeah, it was Bengaluru's to lose. And they certainly binned it because they actually led for most part of that match. And this is what makes the 19-year-old Naveen so impressive, is that he's been getting Delhi wins from behind. They were trailing in that match for most part. And then they just took their foot off the gas, Bangalore. And that just made us a bit confused because you've got someone like Pawan Sarawat, who we know averages more than 10 points per match. Super aggressive raider. But suddenly they just went quiet because they tried to protect a 4 or 5 point lead. And I just think when you've got a lead that small, you can't sit back on it. And that's where the mistakes came. And suddenly Naveen Kumar and Dabang Delhi just put their foot on the gas and got the better of them.
It was an 8 point lead at halftime. Unbelievable that the Bulls should throw it away. Not been a horrendous week for the Bulls, though. And we'll talk a lot more about them later on. But Delhi and the Bulls held their hand up. However, JPP haven't exactly had a great week.
They have not had a good week at all. I think it's been a bit strange, actually, from the Jaipur perspective, the way they've just sort of fallen apart. I mean, I think we all knew in the first half of the season, they had a lot of narrow wins where, you know, a random player would step up, either Nilesh Salunke suddenly or Deepak Narwal, and they were just getting through games somehow. But honestly, they looked really good. They looked balanced. We talked about how strong they were. But then it's just all come undone. They lost 21-24 to the Telugu Titans. They lost 30-41 to the Bengaluru Bulls. And, you know, they won by the skin of their teeth versus the Tamil Talaivas. So it's been a bit strange. They also lost to UP Yodha. And the recent run of form has really, really been pretty ordinary, which is really a bit odd given that the team hasn't really changed. The same set of players, no major injuries or anything of that sort either. So it's a bit strange to see the way that's come around.
Yeah, unbelievable stuff really from the Titans, and how they went about getting the win against JPP was purely strangling the Raiders. Bardwaj got 8 points in the end, tackle points, and just no response for JPP in attack.
Yeah, it was really such a strange match. The Raiders in total scored only 15 raid points across both teams, and the Telugu Titans were outstanding defensively. Vishal Bhardwaj with 8 tackle points. I mean, that's just a staggering effort. He also got help from Abuzar Meghani with 3, and I think it was just an all-round effort that just strangled the Panthers, but there seemed to be no answers as well. They had a good defensive showing, the Jaipur Pink Panthers, but their raiders just didn't show up. Deepak Nivas Hooda had 1 raid point in the entire match.
Hang on. What's happened? Deepak Nivas Hooda this week, he got owned by the Bulls as well. What's gone on with him?
You know, I've got a feeling, and this is just me, and we've had no confirmation of it, but I've got a feeling he's carrying a niggle, for sure. He just doesn't look like he's moving as fluidly. He looks like he's slow on the turn. And I just think something's up with Deepak Nivas Hooda. Or, I don't know, it's just the luck of the pink has run out for a bit.
Yeah, let's hope not for too long. Of course, for the Bulls, Rohit Kumar, big points against JPP, 13 of them, and some huge moments as well in the match. We said they were 8 points up against Dabang Delhi at halftime and threw it away. Against JPP, well, they had an even bigger lead at halftime. 14 points, wasn't it? 22-8 at halftime, and even the Bulls couldn't throw that away.
Yeah, they're not quite. I think they are too good a side to to not go through and see it through, because I think they learn from their mistakes. And look, it's been a tricky week, and when you've got a side like JVP down, you want to keep them there. And they ended up actually with an 11-point victory, which is a huge one in the context of the game as well and the way the game was being played out. But I think just overall contributions were spectacular for the Bulls. Their defense is starting to come alive at the right time. And that game just helped the confidence massively, because when you've got both Rohit Kumar and Pawan Saraswat scoring points, then you know the opposition is in trouble. Rohit Kumar had 13 great points, a super 10 to his name. Pawan had 8, and they had 3 defenders scoring high fives. And that really, for me, was the telling sign. Mahinder, Mohit Saraswat, and Saurabh Nandal, 3 defenders with high fives, and that's 15 points straight away. I mean, that's staggering.
Now, we're gonna come back to the end of the Tilivas leg, end of the Chilai leg in a bit. But Delhi have got a real chance to go through their leg in a way that no one else has. We spoke about sort of almost the curse of the home leg last podcast. Delhi have Umumba to come, which no one is pretending is not a tough match. And Patna Pirates to finish. And I think for the first time ever on our podcast, we could say, well, Delhi are the boiling hot favourites against Patna, because Patna at the moment, bottom of the table, 1-6.
Yeah, and I think therefore the big encounter will be, you know, tonight's big encounter versus Umumba for them. They've had 2 wins out of 2. The most successful home run so far has been from Umumba. They won 2 out of 4 in Bombay. But I think, as you said, the strange one is that the Patna Pirates are just nowhere. They've had Pradeep Larwal and nothing else. And I think most teams have latched onto it. So they go, look, Pradeep, if you want to score that Super 10, go ahead, score that Super 10. But the rest of the team has nothing, really. And so they just plug down on the rest of the unit. And the defense of the Patna Pirates has been blowing hot and cold massively. So that consistency that we've gotten used to over seasons from Patna just isn't there. And sadly, we're seeing more of what they gave us in the last season, where they did not make the playoffs. And that's a massive concern for the Patna side.
Now, a team who have had a decent week is the UP Yodhas. We mentioned their surprise win, I think it's fair to say, against JPP. They lost to Dabang Delhi, though. But then, and importantly for a team like UP, who still have hopes of making the playoffs, they managed to keep their foot on the throat of Puneri Paultan. It was a match that ebbed and flowed, that one, though.
Yeah, it was. The Puneri Paultan, you know, is a side that's, again, scratching around. They don't seem to have form on their side. Girish Arnak, supposed to be one of the best defenders in the left corner, was a very, very ordinary. Nitin Tomar sitting out once again with the niggle. And so they are walking wounded in many ways. And UP Yodha got the better of them. They look like they're a better side now. They're getting into a better form. Youngsters are stepping up for them defensively as well. And that's important. But for me, the one of the best sides of the week and one of the best sides over the last week and a half have been the Haryana Steelers. I think they've won 5 out of the last 6 matches, and they've looked superb to watch. I don't know where they've resurrected their campaign from, but you know, they've been outstanding to watch. They beat Umumba earlier. The only big loss was to the Telugu Titans. But apart from that, they've been really, really good to watch. You know, they beat UP Yodha, and coming into this final stretch here in Delhi, they had a good win versus the Bengal Warriors as well. So, and that was a win which in some ways was an upset, given that Bengal were third on the standing. So Haryana Steelers, for me, since the recovery of Vikas Kondotla, have been superb to watch.
Let's just jump back to Chennai briefly. The Tilivas, last time we spoke, well, it was looking like a good leg for them in Chennai. You know, 2 wins to finish off, JPP and Umumba. We said it was going to be tough for them. Had they got those, it would have been phenomenal. But instead, they lost by a couple in a close one against JPP. They lost by 5 to Umumba. And it just meant that slightly the home curse struck again, and the Tamil Tilivas couldn't quite piece it all together.
Yeah, not quite. They had a loss, and a tie and a loss to start things off, and then 2 more losses. So in the end, they came away with 3 losses and a tie. And that honestly doesn't make for good reading.
No.
When you're a Tamil Tilivas fan and you've got the team, honestly, on paper, being as good as it is, you expect more from that team. And
so are you saying you are a Tamil Tilivas fan?
Yeah, I didn't say I wasn't. I'm a Tamil Tilivas fan by default.
Split
strange, given my Chennai roots. And it is, you know, it's really tough to watch them go about the way they're going through encounters, because there's also this massive war of words leading up to the Jaipur Pink Panthers match. The Jaipur coach came out and said that Tamil Thalaiva's team should all retire. They're a bunch of old war horses. And, you know, and therefore, when you got to court, it was a massive battle of attrition. Ajay Thakur had words flying across. Rahul Chaudhary looked intense. Ajay looked like he was a man possessed at times. But that's why the loss hurt them even more. They lost by 2 to the Jaipur Pink Panthers. And the emotion in the stadium was running absolutely wild. So that was an encounter that was so, so good to watch. And I just think more from the physical and emotional side of things, that just carried a lot of weightage in the context of the league. And it was just a troubled one for them, because more than just the 5 points, they would have wanted to win that war of words to try and prove that, look, they're not done yet, they're not washed up, and they do have plenty of life left in their careers.
And against New Mumbai, it's a stern effort from the home team. 6 raid points from 14 from Rahul Chaudhary, and 3 from 6 tackle points from Mohit Chilla. So, you know, New Mumbai have a very good unit, but just about did enough to sneak past Tamil Thalaiva. Do you think that the JPP coach had a point about that they're all old-timers and that it's time for some fresh blood down south?
I think that he does have a little bit of a point, because, look, with no disrespect to any of the legends, Manjeet Chilla, Ajay Thakur, Mohit Chilla is in the mix as well, Ran Singh is in the mix, and Rahul Chaudhary. I mean, obviously, when you look at the age categories, Manjeet Chilla in the mid-30s, coming towards the back end of his career, Ran Singh in the mid-30s, Ajay Thakur in the mid-30s, three of them are getting slowly, and it is showing a little bit. You know, when you've got a three-month-long season, it's easy to sustain it for a month, but over 3 months, it's a physical game as well, and to go that long with the intensity that Pro Kabaddi brings, it is not easy. So maybe there is a need for some fresh blood. You know, they had Vineet Sharma come into the game on a couple of occasions, and he was very good to watch. So there was that injection of youth. They also had Shabir Bapu Sharpuddin, again, someone in the twilight of his career, not really doing too much for the squad. So I don't quite understand why he was even in the squad in the first place. And look, I'm a massive fan of Shabir. Great guy, wonderful chap. But look, he's not just got the game that he used to. So I think some changes are required, but I think it's a bit late in the day, given that you've picked your team at the auction based on this experience. And look, I don't think they're done and dusted. Nice. They're far from it. They're physically fit. Manjeet Chilla actually looks fitter than he's looked in a long time. So they've just got to back themselves and remember to just execute the basics on court.
Yeah, life starts in your mid-30s. Don't know what they're talking about. So we're very nearly done for this podcast. We will, of course, have a preview podcast for the next week as well. Don't forget, hashtag InAndOutKabaddi if you want to send anything to us on social media. At InAndOutKabaddi is the InAndOutKabaddi Twitter and Instagram handle. At Sahel Chanduk or at Dan Strange TV if you want to say anything to us on Twitter. Sahel, great to talk again. We'll be back with loads more in the next podcast, podcast 8. For season 7. I can't believe how quickly it's going.
Yeah, it's going really, really quick. Great to chat with all of you guys as well. I'm going to go get myself a nice meal here in Delhi, and it generally is a heavy one. So, siesta time.